Aleishur Chelek Beis, Reish Tzadi Gimel, in the middle of the page. Gam ha'agadta b'yisaydei seha uvidarkei adrasha shela nitna misinai. Agadta too, meaning its foundations and its ways of explanation, was given at Sinai. Al zeh kosav ha'maharal, we quote the Maharal in Be'er HaGolah, Be'er HaShishi, shelo yeyu agadais divrei Torah, moshe'a Torah shenema b'sinai. To argue that the Agadois are not divrei Torah like other divrei Torah that we said in Sinai, ha'emer kach ein lo chelek ba'olam haba. One who denies this, one who says this, ein lo chelek la'olam haba, ve'alidei ha'agadois makir k'ra'ui shem divrei chokhmah elokis. Through the Agadois, one can properly recognize that they are words of divine wisdom, lemi shemivin is divrei, on condition that one understands these words, lo lemi she'ein lo chokhmah ve'das klal, they're inaccessible to those who do not have chokhmah and das, ve'ein masigat divarim gashmim, those who perceive and understand only concrete words. Aval divrei chachamim hem hasaga amukam me'od me'od. Rather, the words of chachamim in Agadata are a deep, deep understanding, deep perception, and he carries on. Aval kol divrei agada chokhmas hatirai, the words of agada, the words of the wisdom of the Torah, shal ze amru, regarding which Chazal themselves say, im retzin chol akiras yoitzer hakoil, if you wish to know the creator of all, asik b'agada. Ad kan kim bevadai poischin sha'ar shamayim. These are words that open up the gates of heaven, as I mentioned in Be'er Shishi, which was mostly addressed anonymously, but it is clear that the Maharal was addressing the words of Azariah de Rossi, Azariah Mina Edomim. The author continues, Bevadai ha'agadata yoseka shalavin ma'asher shmatis. This is the point that the author makes a number of times throughout both volumes. Agadata is more difficult to understand than shmatisa. Zei ha'achorina ratzu chazal legalos elabarim. When it comes to halachois, chazal wish to reveal and to clarify. The agadata ratzu leastir. In contrast, agadata they wished to conceal. Shemisha'in ro'i lechach liyuchal hageshes elah. So that one who is not worthy will find it inaccessible. Come and see how Chazal themselves, with what severity, seriousness, they related to words of Agadah. Famous Gemara in Bava Basra, Yosef, Rabbi Yochanan Vekadorish, Rabbi Yochanan Darshind, Asid HaKadosh Baruch Hu Levi Avanim Tavos Umagaliyois, Shem Shloishim Al Shloishim. HaKadosh will bring precious stones measuring 30 by 30, V'chokek Bem Eser Al Esrim, and then carve them, engrave them, in those dimensions, umamidan b'shari Yerushalayim, and place them at the gates of Yerushalayim. This will happen in the future with the Geula. Ligleg alav oisei talmid, certain talmid mocked him. Hashtag be'asa de tzilzel alo mashkechinan. Nowadays, to find precious stones, the biggest ones you find are like the egg of a grasshopper, tiny. Precious stones are tiny. Kuleha mashkechinan, and there'll be these stones that are 30 by 30. Liyamim hifliga svinasei bayam. Later on, this Talmud was sailing. Chaza malachei sharis de yosvei vekamenasri avanim tovos umagaluyes shem lamed al lamed v'chakuk b'inyot berum chav. And you saw malachei sharis that were sawing precious stones measuring 30 by 30 and engraved in dimensions of 10 by 20. Amalu hani leman. So this Talmud spoke to the malachim and said, what are these precious stones for? These are the stones that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is destined to place at the gates of Yerushalayim with the Geula. Asa lekamed Rabbi Yochanan. This Talmid returned from his voyage apparently and he went to Rabbi Yochanan. Omali d'roish Rabbi. Yeah, carry on darshan. Lechana eh lidroish. It's you are worthy to darshan. Kashi omar takenaris. As you said, so I saw. Omali Rabbi Yochanan said, Reika ilmale reis alohi emanta. You empty head. If you hadn't seen, you wouldn't have believed. Milagleg al divrei chachamim ata. You are one who scorns the words of chachamim. Nosan einav boi venasa gal shel atzamois. He looked at him and turned him into a pile of bones. Baravasad of ein hei. Says the author, einen yudim eich ra'a oisa talmid malachi asheris menasim. We don't know exactly how this Talmid saw malachi asheris sawing these precious stones. Ein shum makom letzis emama mipeshutoi. There's no room here to interpret this statement of Chazal figuratively. Neither Maharsha nor Maharal do this. They are our source of explanations when it comes to Agadata. The Maharal just expands on the spot here in Bava Basra, as he normally does, the inner imperative in the drasha of Rabbi Yochanan. So this is the one point that Chazal themselves, you can see how seriously they took these words of Agadata. Furthermore, one should not think that there's no nafka mina to a drosh in Agadata. Again, a famous Gemara, Gittin Daf Nun Vav, when Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai was smuggled out of Yerushalayim, that was at the time besieged, v'nigash el Aspasianus, and went to Vespasian, Amar lo Yishalim alach Malka, greeted him as a king. Omar lo Aspasianus responded, mechayavd ketala, what you're doing is treason. You are, in fact, worthy of death. The Lei Malka, I'm not the king, the Kokaris Lei Malka. If anyone addresses someone who is not the king, even if he's a high-ranking general, is the king, it's treason. Omar Lei Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai said to him, the Kaamris Lav Malka Ana. You're telling me that you are not the king? Ivra Malkaat, indeed you are the king. The Ilav Malkaat Lei Mimsera Yerushalayim Biyadach. If you were not the king, Yerushalayim would not be handed to you. You would not be able to conquer it. Dichsiv Ulvanoin Ba'adir Yipoel, this pasuk in Yeshayahu, I believe. The Levanoin will fall through the Adir. Ve'en Adir Ela Melech, the word Adir connotes king. Dichsiv Haya Adiroi Mimenu, so there's one drosha. Haya Adiroi Mimenu, that pasuk indicates a king. Furthermore, Ve'en Levanoin Ela Beis HaMikdash. Levanoin is the Beis HaMikdash. Inema Har HaToiv HaZev HaLevanoin. So whoever takes Yerushalayim, whoever takes Beis HaMikdash must be a king. Says the author, Hare ayu l'Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai shtei drashes al pasuk echad. Two drashes, one indicating the Levanoi is Beis Mikdash, one indicating the Adir is the king. Samach alehen, he relied on these drashes. V'amar shalim al achmalka. Even though, had he been wrong, it would be treason and it would be subject to death. Kayadua, as we know from that Gemara, be'oisa ma'amad higea besura mirimi shechtiru osu l'melech. As they were speaking, the news arrived from Rome that he was crowned the emperor. Umerib hafta'a, Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai hikdimes ha-besira, out of shock, surprise, that Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai told him this news before the official message arrived. Nitan lo levakesh es bakashasei. As we know, he gave Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai the opportunity to ask for certain requests. Hare al drashes shel agadata efshar lichyois. So don't think that there's no nafka minei. Conclusion. Hashalsheles shel chachmei umisrei hatira lo yipaska mimoshe Rabbeinu alav shalom ad hayom hazeh b'chol miktzoes hatira. That chain of chachmei and moisrei hatira, those the wise men of the tira, those who handed over, has not ceased from Moshe Rabbeinu to this day in all sections of tira. Hasemicha paska. Indeed, semicha has ended. We have no more musmachim. Ein hayom dayanim musmachim. We have no judges who truly have smicha, aval batei dinim yeshvim ad hayom. We have batei dinim ufoskim lanu alachois. They pass in the alachois. But in beis din hagunu, if it's a decent beis din, anu semchim alav. We rely on the beis din. Ki shlichusayu avdinan, as the Gemara itself puts it, they're doing the shlichus of the great Sanhedrin. Ve'al kol beis din hagun b'Yisrael neimar. And regarding every decent, every authentic based in among the Jewish people, we say Elohim nitzav ba'adas eil bekerem Elohim yishpoit. The pasuk in Tehillim. We say the Akadosh Baruch is there. Vashchina shira alehim. There's divine assistance, divine protection, divine presence there. Dargas hasemuchim ish mipi ish esa yosei gdola. The level of those who had smicha all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu was of course greater. Ach hashira ha'ilais loy batela legam echaz v'chalila. That divine flow will certainly not be negated, has not stopped. It will not be negated until the end of all generations. Paragraph base. Omarnu, we said above. Bematan tira yarad bechoach hiuli kol ma shetalmid vosik osi lechadesh bechol mikzoes hatira. In matan tira, there was in potential, what came down is a potential force which included within it everything, all chidushim that would come throughout all generations in all parts of the Torah. Yachadim ze, that we already said, but together with this, nishtal belev kol omdim har Sinai ha'imun b'chachmei ha'tira. What happened is that in the hearts of all those who stood in har Sinai, there was planted trust in the sages of Torah in every generation. Ve'achush ha'mavchin b'chachmei emes b'chachmei sheker. Furthermore, what was planted in the hearts of those who stood around the mountain is that sense, the ability to discern and to distinguish between true sages and those who are false. V'chach kosav haramban, Parashas Yisro in Chamishi. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, Hinei Anichi Bo'ilecha Be'av Ha'anan. Hashem said to Moshe, I will come to you in the thickness of the cloud. Ba'avur Yishma Ha'am Bedabri Imach, so that the nation can hear when I speak to you. Ve'gam Becha Ya'aminu Le'olam, and they will believe in you forever. And the Rabban comments, V'yu Heim Atzmam Nevi'im Bidvarai. They themselves will be prophets. Lo'ishe Aminu Piyachim, they won't have to accept it from others, second hand. Kemosh Kasuv Ba'amor Elai Hakheli Esa'am, another pasuk, where Moshe was told to gather the people, Ba'ashmi'em Es Devarai, and let them hear my words, says Hashem, Leman Yilmedu Lir'o Yisikol Yamim, so that they will learn to fear me throughout all days, Ve'gam Be'chay Aminu La'netzach B'chol Yoreis, and they will also believe in you forever. Ve'im Yakum Be'kirbechem Navi Yicholim Chalom Kenek Dvarcha, the Rambani is paraphrasing the pasuk in Sheifetim, if there should arise among you an alleged prophet or a dream of dreams who denies your words, Moshe, yachishu miyad. The Jewish people will reject him immediately. Shekvar ra'u be'enem, they saw with their own eyes. Veshamu bo'ozneim, they heard with their own ears. Shigata lema'ala elyona b'nevuah, that you achieved the supreme level of nevuah, and nobody can ever revoke, renege, turn that back. Says the author, kol navi shezachah linvuah, every prophet who earned prophecy, the Rambam says about him, Nehpach Lishachay, he's transformed into a different person. Ve'avin bedatoy she'enu k'mashiach, he knows it is no longer as he was. This is the Rambam in Choseh Zeh HaTorah, Perek Zayin. Kashe kol haklal Yisrael zecha nevuah, when all of Klal Yisrael earned nevuah around Har Sinai, nechras belev kol echad, what was engraved in the heart of each individual is chush barur la'amita shel Torah ve'munas chachamim b'chol edorois. A clear sense of the truth of Torah and Emunas Chachamim throughout all generations. This is not only applicable to commentators, and those who paskan alachos, in other words, technical issues, not limited to these technical issues. Gam bishelos hachayim, she'en aleim seif mifurash b'shulchan aruch, regarding just questions in life, all sorts of dilemmas, where there's no explicit we rely and we trust the Torah sages in every generation. Hagoyin Rav Eliyahu Eliezer Desle kosav al zeh b'michtav echad kedvarim elu. He writes, and this is from Michtam Eliyahu Chelek Aleph, Amud 75, on page 75 in the Hebrew edition, of course. Rav Desle writes as follows, Mitoch divrei kvedoi, he's writing to his correspondent, he says, from your words, ani ro'e shesoveh, I see that you think, that you hold, Ki kol gdolei Yisrael, Hashem asem ayu l'shem shamayim. All gdolei Yisrael, whose deeds were l'shem shamayim. Ug oinei ha-sechel, they were giants in intellect. Ba'adirei ha-tzidkus, they were colossal in righteousness. Asher beloi safek, without doubt, b'chol mishpatem ufiske dinahem. In all of their judgments, haya Hashem nitza badas el, they had divine assistance, like that pasuk in Tehillim we quoted. K'moi b'doir he'ava, like in one generation before Chafetz Chaim Zal. V'agoyin Rav Chaim Oizer Kojensky Zal, V'agoyin Rav Chaim Briske Zal, V'agoyin Rav Baruch Meir Zal, V'oid V'oid, and many others, Asher Ktanam Gedola Me'Hasagasenu, they far exceeded our understanding, U'Mabado Shelifneim, and all the more so in the generation before them, Ki Gaon Yisrael U'Kodeshei Rabbi Yisrael Misalant, Lak Rabbi Yisrael Misalant, U'Sha'a Gaon Yisrael Gedoroi Shelilvu Elav, and other Tzadikim and Gaonim who were contemporaries, kulam yit'ut oz gemura, that they should all be mistaken, chas v'chalila. Lo yitehe kazoz b'Yisrael, it cannot be, asu lishmo dvarim ka'ele, it's forbidden to hear such words, v'chol shekel omamin, all the more so to say them. V'ashiv lo dvarim b'rim, and therefore I want to respond. Obviously this person held that some mistake, that Gdolei Yisrael were all mistaken completely in some point, whatever, and therefore Rav Desle is here to respond. Kodem kol omar limar, first of all, I want to tell you, ki eze me'agyonim halalu zechis elodas ponim. Some of these gyonim I knew personally. Ur isim ba'asefoes b'inene klaizel. And I saw them in meetings, when they met to discuss in yonim of klal Yisrael. Kmo ha'chafetz chaim, so he saw him, ve'agoyin Rav Chaim Mibrisk, ve'agoyin Rav Chaim Oizer, of course, was related to Rav Desler. So I saw them, and I knew them personally. Ve'uchal lomar lo inayim anayin. I can tell you full well, Ki afilu la'asagas pe'otim shekmoisenu, even as assessed by tiny minds like ours, hen haysapi chosam of Helis, the smartness, the wisdom was astonishing. The depth of their mind penetrated all the way to the abyss. It was remarkable to see. It would be impossible for people like us to ascertain, to plumb the depth of their clarity and understanding. That point, and furthermore, anyone who was present at these veidois, these meetings, ra'a bechush, would be able to see tangibly. You could see when they were dealing with issues of Klal Yisrael, it was L'Shem Shamayim, it was an awesome vision. It was awesome to see the depth of responsibility that they felt for Klal Yisrael and was clearly upon their faces. So that anyone who didn't see this has never truly seen what responsibility means, what accountability means. Anyone who had the merit of seeing them at these hours, it was clear that there was the divine presence was there, the Ruach HaKodesh Sharasabach Ruasam, that is Ruach HaKodesh among them. Mamash ra'u leimar hamavdil ben kodesh lechol. It is mamash appropriate to say hamavdil ben kodesh lechol al ha'evdel sheben ha'seifesem leven ha'seifes she'anu mogolim ein. Regarding the difference between their meetings and the meetings that we are accustomed to. End of quotation. The author continues, Ka'asher gdolei ge'onei Yisrael charatzu mishpat b'sh'ar Yisrael zman. When these gdolim, when these ge'onei Yisrael paskened questions regarding dilemmas, again, not things that are explicitly in Shulchan Aruch, technical details. When the Paskin dilemmas that were topical, through their wisdom, they could see the future, they could see consequences, that smaller people, more myopic, did not see. And sometimes it happens that decades after they express their opinions, even smaller people would be able to see at kama and how correct they were. The difference is that Shleimei Emunei Yisrael, those who are faithful among Klal Yisrael, believe in the wisdom of Klal Yisrael before this yet. Whether it takes a year to see, or a decade, or many decades, Shlomei Emunei Yisrael have the trust in Chachmei HaTorah that what they see, not everyone else can see, or certainly not at that time. Ulam, however, loy lechol adam Yisrael oimed achush shel Emunas Chachamim. Not every individual Jew has, unfortunately, this sense of Emunas Chachamim. It's dissipated. Uleitim b'or hagalus rabah ha'mevucha. As the galus extends longer and longer, confusion becomes greater and greater. We said above that that sense of trust, that tangible trust that we have in Chachmei HaTorah, that was engraved in Klal Yisrael already from Har Sinai, how come it dissipates and we see that it's not so clear by Yemeinu? Answer, Hein, yesh midah achas ba'adam ha-meshatekes es chush hazeh. There's one midah in an individual that silences the sense of trust in true Chachmei Yisrael, v'hiya chashad, suspicion. Davar ze anu lumdim ha'chovos ha'lebavois b'sha yichud ha'maaseh perik hei. And here we quote ha'chovos ha'lebavois. He writes, Yizahar biwe, shelo tate ashorecha medrech ha'avois unsiv ha'rikshonim ela b'di'ois. Don't sway, don't stray from the path of the avois to all sorts of made-up things, v'sismuch al sichlecha, and rely on your mind, v'sisichet ba'atzascha, and just rely just on your counsel, and be lonely in your svara, meaning just rely on that alone. Do not suspect your forefathers. Don't undermine the counsel and what they instructed you. There's no counsel that you could think of that they had not thought of. The pasuk says about those who would what it cast aspersions on the forefathers, Doir Tahir Beinav Umitsu Asoil Ruchatz, meaning a generation which is pure in its own eyes, but has not been cleansed of its excrement, literally. Gam midas hachashdanus imida atika b'Yisrael. Not only the sense of trust in Chachmei Torah is something that stems all the way back to Matan Torah in his old. The midah of chashdanus of being suspicious is also an ancient midah among Klal Yisrael. Gam es Yirmiyahu Navi chashdu. Even Yirmiyahu Navi was suspected, as the pasuk in Yirmiyahu Mem Gimel says, Ki baruch ben Neriyah mesis es chabanu. They suspected that his protege Baruch Neriyah was swaying him. V'zois achar shenis amtani v'oso b'midah noyira'ah b'chol ma sheni baldur. And this happened after his nevuah was validated completely in everything he prophesied regarding his generation. Nonetheless, they suspected him. U'midah zoi enan etzera b'fnei hagadol shebagdolim. It doesn't stop even before the greatest of the great. Even they are suspected. V'meharsim v'machirivim melumodim heitev. Those who destroy, those who are the destroyers among Klal Yisrael, are well versed not just in themselves suspecting Kedoshei Elyon, the greatest men of the people. So not only do they themselves suspect, but they're very well versed in spreading the suspicion among the lower levels of the nation, those who are simple and are more vulnerable to these rumors, etc. Hachashdanus klapei gedolim v'rabbonim, this sense of suspicion towards great people, chadra b'avonisei rabbim gam l'sechugam shel shomrei mitzvos, has penetrated over the generations, even into the circles of those who keep mitzvos. Yesh choshashim l'atzir shel osem l'rab, there are those who refrain, or they're concerned about posing she'elois to Rav, shema lo yavin es hamatzav. Perhaps he doesn't understand the situation. Or shem yachmir alav, or perhaps he'll be too machmir, too stringent. Ve'enem yudim, they forget, or they don't know what the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, daf kuf yud, ki ha'me'arher acharei raboi kim harerach ha'shchina. One who doubts his Rav is as if he doubts ha'shchina. Kanu mekoim ha'avoida, לחיזוקה של אמונת חכמים. There's room here for avoida in strengthening אמונת חכמים. וכדי להסחזק בה, in order to strengthen oneself in this, יש בדווקא לגשת לרב. One should make a point of approaching a rav, לשאול שאלויס, to ask שאלויס in הלכה, ולהסנהג כפי הוירא עשוי, and to conduct oneself according to his instruction, בלי להריח רע, without doubting it. אמונת חכמים מייחס מהמיוחס דבר שהתורה נכנס בהם. It's mentioned in that Bryce in Pekei Avos, it's one of the 48 ways in which the Torah is acquired. אמונת חכמים. התפארס ישראל במשנה באבויס וו ה' כוסר בזה. תפארס ישראל in his commentary to משנה יויס writes as follows. שאינוי מאמין לכל דבר ששמע. We're talking about a person who doesn't believe everything he hears. דזהו מידס פסי יאמין לכל דבר. Somebody who believes everything he hears is described by the Pasuk. I think it's in Pasuk in Tehillim as Pesi yami lechol davar. You know, somebody who's naive and just believes everything. We're not talking about that. Aval yami lechachamim bechokhmas ha-Torah, afilu lo yesigim b'sichlo. We're talking about somebody who believes Torah sages, even if he himself does not understand why they came to the conclusion that they came to. V'yesh lo das, one should know, ki ein lekabel kol davar shemesapim piyashmu amigdolei Yisrael. This is extremely important. More and more in our days, I think, much more so b'yameinu than when these words were written, that not everything said about Chachmei Yisrael is true. There are many, many rumors and half stories and half baked stories and outright lies about Gedolei Yisrael. So one should not just tamkach accept anything told about Gedolei Yisrael im ein ba mimakor musmach u'meiman moed, unless it comes from a very reliable source. V'gam b'sipurei ma'asim al gedolim. When it comes to various stories about Gdolim, yesh ledakdeik b'diyuk ramon, should be extremely cautious and punctilious. Eich hayu, what exactly happened there? Ve'lo lekabel b'shum ofen kol shmo, not to just accept any old story about Gdolei Yisrael. Often they are false. Uchvar shamanu mipevron hachazan ish nishmasu eden. The author says he heard this personally. I heard this from the Chazan Ish, kashe nish'al al mashomim ishmoy, regarding when he was asked about what was said in his name, the Chazon Ish answered, "Kol ma she'omrim bishmi hu sheker. What people say in my name is sheker. V'im lo sheker muchlat, hari hu chatzi sheker. If it's not an absolute sheker, it's at least half a sheker. V'yesh lizher b'ze. One should be very cautious here. Ki kabalas shmuois bilte mehimanois mazika le'emunat chachamim. Acceptance of untrustworthy stories and reports harms emunas chachamim. Ad kan."